Chapter 24. Later that night, Ron and Celeste lay in bed talking. They had mastered the art of having quiet sex, and Angel was two floors away in her bedroom. Celeste had an intercom set up that she could respond if Angel woke up. They were facing each other and searching each other's faces as they spoke. "Life is going to change a lot in a couple of weeks," said Ron. Celeste felt a quiver in her stomach. "Because of work?" "Yes. And I'm coaching, and then tutoring. I get very busy, and we have to plan for it." "Will I ever see you?" "Every day," Ron blurted, "as long as we can find a way." "At least we'll be able to talk on the phone, won't we?" "Every night," said Ron. "I know this is going to sound screwy, but I don't think I could manage to get to sleep if I hadn't spoken to you." Celeste felt her heart swell. She decided that she needed a job and maybe needed to go back to school. She was going to have to do something to work toward their goals and keep from sitting by the phone or listening for his squeaks. Ron drove home at about 2 a.m. He was smiling, and at the same time, he was worried. Her family didn't like him. His family wasn't ready for her. Did they have any chance that things would work out for them? What about Angel? This wasn't like having a girlfriend, or even someone with whom he lived. This was like acquiring an instant family, most of which didn't like him. It confused him. When he got home, the phone was ringing. It was Celeste calling to say goodnight. Ron was tempted to tell her about the doubts that he was having, but decided that it was a conversation that was better had in person.